Okay, so we'll go back to today in the Tzimkut Tzarihei and Harchokas, and so talk today about eating and drinking. A lot of marmakomas, but they're pretty simple. I just collected the Rishonim, so we should be able to go through pretty much everything here. We don't have to read everything inside, but you get the idea about eating and drinking together. So the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos, not in either, the Mishnah is talking about various different Harchokas in general, staying away from activities which can lead to Aveira. So the Mishnah in Shabbos, Yud Aleph and Aleph, so it's one. Says Kayotze bo lo yochal hazov im hazov mehergal avera. Okay, mehergal avera. Rash explains Kayotze bo lasos harchokal avera amur. That's the general subject of that mission. It's not talking about hilchos nida or hilchos zava. The general topic of making harchokas to keep yourself away from averas. So it says lo yochal hazov im hazov. And Rashi adds the second Rashi there in Yud Aleph Malaf that I printed too. Lo yochal hazov im hazov. Kosher can't tar im hazov. Right, so even a zov with a zov, you can argue with tummy anyway, right? No, even that, so certainly a tohar. Mivnei hergal avera. What does that mean? It says Rashi, mivnei hergal avera, mivnei shemitoch shemisyachdim yavo livol zov shehibikaris. Since they're together, they eat it together, so one thing leads to another. So it's not a din so much of the tumma with the zov and zova, but so much that they're usher to each other. You know, because and therefore certainly someone's a tohar, right? Tohar. All right, that's the Mishnah. Azov and Azov shouldn't eat together. So the Gemara in that Mishnah, and that's how the whole story there came in over there in Shabbos. So the Gemara in that Mishnah, Shabbos, Yud Gimel and Aleph, says the following in source three. We'll eat the sugya quick together with the Rashi's in four. Kehotzeh b'alech hazav, Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Bor e ad heichon parzo tara b'Yisrael. Parzo means like widespread, you know, it's spread. Ketzad parzo tara b'Yisrael. Shalosh shaninu lo yochal hatar im hatmeya. Okay, it doesn't say that someone who's tar should not eat with someone who's tamea, okay, because, you know, the tar and the tamea, we assume, wouldn't eat together anyway, right? We're not worried about that because the person, in the days when they kept the laws of tumah and tara, so we're not worried they're going to eat together because they'll make each other, the tamea will make the tar, will make the tar tamea, right? So that's why they won't eat together. Ella, what does it say? Lo yochal hazov hazov ne hergal bo, hergal aver. In other words, the concern of the Zova and Azova is they're both Tame anyway. So maybe they attack a woody together because they're not worried about Tuma because it's Tame anyway. So rather, the concern is Hergalaver. That's why the Gemara says, about Heichon parts of Tarabi, so that we keep so far away. And so on, the concern of Hergalaver. Kayotzebo continues the Gemara. The second line there, and this is your Gimel and Aleph and Shabbos, three. Lo Yocha Zov Parosh Im Zov Ama Aretz. Shemar Gilenu Etzlov. The distinction, either someone who keeps the laws properly, who doesn't keep the laws properly, and so on. So parish, like Prushim, you know, people are careful, okay? So they should be together. Either shall be argileno etzlo. So they'll become accustomed to being together. So the Gemara asks, v'chi margilo etzlo ma'ahavi, ela ema shem yachilanu dober dorm t'mayim. The person who's not so makbid, the amaretz will, by mistake, feed the other person something which is tummy. So, ato zo parish lav dorm t'mayim achil. Okay, well, what's the problem? He's tummy anyway, right? Can a Zov not, Zov Parush also eats, right? He's tummy, so he eats, and he eats the touch, automatically it's tummy. Amar Abaye, Gzeres, Shemichon, Zorom, Shein, and Mesukonim, meaning, you know, the Trumas and Mises were taken from, a different concern. Rava Amar, Rova Amar, it's Maserheim. Rava said, no, the truth is, even Amayar, it's even people are not careful, but they're careful about Trumas and Mises, or at least about Trumas. Ella, Shemichon, Rogel, Shemichon, Zorom, Tmei, and Bimei, Taharasa. Okay, whatever that case is, that's a side point for us. But the Gemara now asks what's relevant to us as follows. Again, it's Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Shabbos, second paragraph as is presented here in Source 3. Ibailu, Nida, Mao Shatishan, Ibaila, He Bibigdo, Behu Bibigdo. Okay, now that's what's relevant to us. Okay, Rashi, for Shatishan, Ibailu. Okay, the Rashi asks, Bimita, Shatishan, Ibaila, Bimita, in the same bed, Kon Shahu Tame, there's no concern. Let's say they're both tmeim in terms of halacha tum and tara. Okay. Oh, bisman hazesh ain't bo tara, or it's bisman hazesh. The issue is, you know, not him becoming tamei and so on. That's not the concern. Mi chayshina lehergal avera. Odilma kevan the ikah kera midkar dechiri. Okay. If there's some sort of hacker, that's what it means. Hu bebigado, hu bebigdo, he bebigdo, but hu bebigado. Wearing not usual night clothes, whatever, but something unusual. She's wearing her garments, and they're both wearing clothes. They're like, they're dressed. Well, that's a hecker, right? So maybe that's enough to remind them that we're not worried about hergal aver. That was the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Omar, you hit a kasha? In other words, that's the Gemara is asking, if there's some sort of a hecker, that's what Rashi says, Kevin the hekera, Midka the Chira, they'll remember, because they're both dressed. So the Gemara brings an answer from Sugya in Chulin. Where it says, Tosh Amar Yosef Toshma, Ha'of Ole Mikvina al Shulchan ve'enonecho. Can you put chicken, okay, on the same table as cheese? This is a Sugya you'll learn if you, when you did learn right, you're a day, you know, the Basra Chalab. So it says, Ha'of Ole Mikvina al Shulchan ve'enonecho, Dibre Be'shamay. Still Omer lo ola velo nechol. Okay, Beshamai says here. It's interesting. Beshamai says you can put on the same table, you can't eat it. Okay, says let's look at Rashi. Ela shulchan shaocha mutol haniach b'sar haof eitz algrina the kasav Beshamai b'sar of b'chol of lav daraisa. Anyway, therefore below goes in ha'alah otu achila. Okay, b'sar of we know is on drabon. The poultry, you know, fowl, chicken and meat and turkey and so on is only the Rabbana, because the Torah says Lo Savash Gedi, and Gedi means what we call red meat, right? Animal meat. So so therefore he said we don't make Xera there, we don't can't eat it. But to say you also can't put it on the same table, that we're not worried about. And Basila says, no, lo ola, lo nechel. Okay, Basila says, and therefore we pass it. Basila says it's usr. So therefore that's the answer Yosef gives. It's usr. Okay, you can't have it on the same table. Even though, we'll see in a moment, well, the Gemara is assuming that just like you can't have in the same table, they can't be in the same bed, right? They can't be together. The chicken and the milk can't be together. The husband and wife can't be together. That's the Gemara's comparison, according to Yosef. So the Gemara says, no, that's no riot. Shiny Hossam, Deleka Deos. Okay? Deleka Deos. We're talking about one person eating the tables. You shouldn't have, who's going to remind him? You can forget. You see chicken and milk at the same table, you forget. You know, you're eating the chicken and you'll be distracted with something and suddenly you're thirsty, so you pour yourself a glass of milk. That's so this leka deos. It's not, deos means, you know, different people, right? Leka deos. Let's look at Rashi. First of all, Rashi says, Basila Omer is a shmami nada osa. That's the answer to our question about the husband and wife in the same bed. So it's osa. So the leka deos, shnei bnei adam, shias kiru zelazet. You don't have two people that remind you. But you don't have to worry. That two people are both going to forget. That's a little far-fetched. So one person may take pour himself a glass of milk. They'll say, what are you doing? They don't want to remind him, right? But here, so that's why the Gemara says that's not the same case. It can't make a parallel. Here, two people, what, both the husband and the wife, they'll both forget that the halacha. That we're not worried about. Or Rashi adds, the Gemara could have answered that case is different because there's nothing on the table that's a hecker to remind him. Whereas here we have the fact they're dressed. Okay, could have been that answer too. All right. Anyway, but then the Gemara says, one second. Okay. And Hachinam Mistabu, the second line of that paragraph, Hachinam Mistabu, the Hecha, the Ika, Deo Sani. The Ksani says, I'll bring a proof. Because the continuation of that Sugin Chulin says, Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, Shnei Achsenoyim Ochlin Al Shulchan Echad, Ze Ochel Basar, Ze Ochel Gvinah, Ein Choshishim. Taka, two people, it's their lunch break. So they go outside, there's a picnic table. So one guy sits and he's having a chicken salad sandwich, the other guy's having a cheese. That's okay. That's all right. But then the Gemara says, one second. That's not true. Didn't we learn there? That's only true. The people have nothing to do with each other. Two different people. So I'm not going to share food. Okay? Ain't makirin zezeh. Av makirin zezeh asurim. But if they know each other, let's look at Rashi. Again, Sha'in Makirin. I'm not going to take what you had. We're going to know each other, right? So we have that kind of relationship where you'll be eating something milky. You'll have a candy, you know, some candy, and I'll want some. It's milky chocolate, milk chocolate. I just had Sha'in. I don't take from you. We don't have that kind of relationship. But Makirin, you know, if we're very friendly. So, you know, you have some chocolate here, have a piece of chocolate. You know, so that then we do have to worry about it. We do have to worry about it, all right? So that's what Gemara says. It is the same. So therefore, it continues Rashi. And certainly, again, Rashi, Abba Makirin, Osir. Ve'isho Bala, obviously, Makirin says that, okay? So Shmami Nada Osir. In other words, we do Osir by Basar Chalav when there's a good chance that they'll share each other's food because they're friendly and they're good, best buddies. So that is when there's a good chance, so then even though there's two different people, but, you know, we're concerned. So too here, there's two different people. Like Gemara says, Shmami Nada Osir. Same thing, because obviously the Isha Baila are Makirin. Yeah.
What if it's an arranged marriage?
An arranged marriage, but they don't like each other. They don't know each other.
They don't know each other.
I don't know. I think they're still together, though. I think so. I don't think it matters. So, Yeah. Hananam Makir says any noise. Gemara says Hachi Hashra. Still no, it's still not the same. Because Hasam Deos Ika Shinui Leka. Hacha Ika Deos Ve Ika Shinui. Gemara says, no, over there, there might be Deos, there might be two different people, there's nothing to remind them. But here, there's two, we have two protective possibilities. One is two different people, and B, A, there's two different people, and B, there's a Shinui, right? And the Gemara says, you could, Amri, you could present the whole thing differently. Toshmar, Shinui, Omer, Shnech, Slam, Ochon, Asuchon, Echot, Zebos, Zegvina, Vidmala, Omer, Chanab, Amma, Omer, Shmuel, Loshan, Loshan, Makirin, Zez, Makirin, Zez, Osir. Hananam Akirin says then, you know, presented as a question instead of the flow is different, but same idea. Where answers Hosam Deus Ikashin, like a Hocha Ika Deus Ve Ikashin. Okay? That Toshma, Layocha, Zom, Zom, Shuherga, Vera, Hakanami Deus Ikashin, like a. All right, to the end of the day, they look at the last couple of Rashis there in the Gemara. Rashi says, Shinuleka, Shochim Derech Achila, they're eating normally. But here, Ikashin, Shane Derech Lisha, Elabakir Basi, you sleep, you know, they're close to each other. Okay? And Rashi Ashman is approving more ksubas. It says, "Can receive share ksusim on also?" Right, that the three things that the husband has to provide for his wife share ksusim on. Amar share zekiru basim, and im amar efshi elahi bebigdal who begadol, then yotzi ten ksuba. If you're not going to be intimate close, then that's an excuse. You'll be forced to give a ksuba. So that's what it means. The assumption, well, husband and wife, you're always in close contact. Yeah, but she's wearing clothing. He's wearing clothing. It's separated and so on. And again, I don't think it means our pajamas, night clothes, but, you know, dress, that's different. Okay, so that's the sugya in Shabbos. So bottom line, it turns out that we emerges from this sugya is there is a shinoi and a heker. The question we're going to have to see, do you need both at the end of the day or one is sufficient and so on? Then it could be mutter with a couple to sleep near each other. All right, so the question is, we'll look at now with this background information as was discussed by the Gaon and the Rishonim and so on. But if you want to just see, I printed quickly the sugya in Chulin. It's based on a Mishnah, Kuv Zayin Reb Beis. That's what the Gemara is quoting. The Mishnah says, Tzorer Adam Boser Gvinim with Pachas Achas, Vavadshu Nogin Zebezeb. You can wrap, the term means to wrap. That's for the Mishnah Chulin, Kuv Zayin Reb Beis. You can wrap meat and cheese together as long as it shouldn't touch. And that's where Shun Gamliel Omer Shnei Achsonim Ochon Shulchan Echad Zeb Boser Zeb Gvinim. Right, and that's okay. Rashi explains there in Chulin Kuzan Bay 6, Shnei Achsonim Ein Lachu Shulchan Mishachavei Zeb Mishachaveiro, and the Gemara in Kuzan Bay says of Shun Gamliel Omer Shnei Achsonim Ochon Shulchan Amar Chanam Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Lo Shono Elo Shein Makirin Zezeb Al Makirin Zezeb Oser and then Hakim Shun Gamliel Omer Bay Achsonim Shenis Archu Lepunda Kachad. More there elaborates more than in Shabbos. Two people ended up in the same punta, the same inn, the same place. Zebom and Atzofon and Zeb and Adorim. This came from the north, that came from the south. Zebom and Chatichosov and Zebom and Gunoso. This guy came with his piece of meat, that guy came with a piece of cheese. And the idea being that one came from the north, one came from the south, meaning that they don't know each other. Right? This wasn't an arranged meeting. Okay? So he says, Zebom and Atzofon and Zeb and Adorim. Zebom and Chatichosov and Zeb and Gunoso. Ochon and Shulchan Echad. Zebom and Zeb and Choshen. And below Osu, Elabit Tfisa Achas. One bundle or Kain Tfisa Achas, when there's nothing separating them. So it talks about the hepstick there, you know, the shina over there. Okay. Anyway, let's come now to the Hilchos Nida issue. So the Shiltas, let's look at the Gaonim, source nine, the Shiltas. Again, I only printed the Gemara Chulin. You want to see the whole Gemara, you can look it up there. Okay, I printed it here for you. All right, the Shiltas, Achremo, Shilta Tzarivog, source nine, Inami. Nida Aser Le Aser Lo Lemecha Al Ptor de Gavra. Because the Shiltas is pretty clear. A woman who's a Nida cannot eat at the same table as her husband. Okay, just like just like the case with the Zav and the Zav can't eat together. So Shiltas says a woman cannot eat at the same table as her husband. Okay. The Ramban in his Shiltas Nida, Perkhes Os Gimel 10, Kate said parishmena, what are the precepts necessary during the week, you know, when she's in Nida and then subsequently when she's, you know, in the Melibuna, Lo Yigaba Afilo Betrakana. Okay, it's not enough. And yes, okay, we'll come back to that. Yes, okay, lo yochel ima al shulchan echad. They shouldn't even eat at the same table. Ein tzorch lomar bekar echad. And certainly you shouldn't eat off the same plate. Okay? However, ein lo el shulchan echad. You only have one table and have to eat supper. So poresis mapa charis la'atzim shum heker. There's something, if she should have a separate tablecloth, a separate placemat, or something, that indicates that there's a hecker. Okay. Now, from this point in Ramban, I can't prove it. From this point in Ramban, he seems to be saying even a hecker is good only if there's no other choice. See the way he presents it? He said if there's no, if they have only one table, then you can do a hecker. That's a question. And apparently, he holds that a hecker helps even only when there's no other choice. But really, we shouldn't rely on it. Okay. Now, there are Rishonim, however, who modified this and who say that no, the Isser, there's no Isser to eat the same table. The Isser is to eat off the same plate. So the Rav Yoh, for example, in Chelek Aleph, Sefer Nidasim, Kuf Ayin Gimel, source number 11, the Rav Yoh, and again, we'll save some time and read everything inside, the Meiri on that Sugyan Shabbos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, 11 and 12. Okay, the Ra'or says, the time it talks to Rogel Malich, Yishkach, you'll forget, and so on and so forth, right? One thing will lead to another. All right. But he says, look at the end of the first line. Okay. Al Shulchan Echad. Al Shulchan Echad. He says, it is Mutra Al Shulchan Echad. Right? And he says, it's not the same thing as Basar Gvina. Here, it's Shulchan Echad is okay. But he then quotes Chachme Narvona, okay, who asked her the same table. Okay? Because the Pasuk says, Eshtachak Gefen Paria, which means in the reference to Nida, on the side. Okay, but that's the Rav Yoh. And the Meiri also says that the Isser, again, you know, look at the first line of 12, the Meiri there in Shabbos, Gimel and Aleph, Zeshu Garna Mishav Shoyocha, Azom, Azom, Yero Lechachme Doros, Shalofanenu Davka Bekara Echas, Avishtei Karos, Afal Pishen, Beshulchan Echad, Umapa Achas Mutar, Bechein Nogin Menida Im Bailos. The Meiri has a Kula. He says, okay, at the same table, just shouldn't have the same plate, eat off the same plate, all right? And he says, not the same as a bed. It's true that, a bed is where you have marital relations. You don't have marital relations on a table. You know what I'm saying? So Meiri is saying, even though the Gemara's conclusion was it shouldn't be in the same bed, it does not then translate to the Meiri. You don't make that jump from being the same bed to eating at the same table. It's true that eating can lead to hergel dov, but it's still not the same thing as a bed. When you're in bed together, you're in bed together, right? I mean, he says, look at the third line, Shamita Mu'edis Leher Galaver, right? That's where you have relations, right? And it's not the same as the table, okay? And then see how he concludes, at the very end, he also says, Af Bizu Bekara Achas. Miri says, the Isser is to eat off the same plate, but it's okay to eat at the same table. The Rambam, this is a machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid. The Rambam, Hilchos Isura Bia, Paragud Aleph Halach Yud Ches, 13. Ram writes, "Also, the Adam Shidbak Mishu Mishvis Ham Nekim Elo, the Afal Pri Shibuksusa Vehu Buksusal, Velo Yikrav La, Velo Yigabo Afilu Betzukanam, Velo Yochal Ima Bekara Achas." Okay, Bekara Achas, and then he says, "We discussed very few times." Cholos Shaldaver, you know, Ima B'Meisfir Kemosh, you know, B'Mei Nida. Okay, fine. Shadayin Hibikar is Ad Shetitbol Kemosh Biyarno. Again, there's no distinction between the actual B'Mei Nida when she's bleeding and the May, what do you call it? You know, the May Libun. Okay. The Ravid disagrees. Cause of Ravid, Anu Nohagin, Amar Bram, Anu Nohagin, Afilu Al Shulchan Echad. So the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, even we're knowing they don't even at the same table. Okay, so there you go. So it's a Machlokes the Ram and the Ravid, as it is these other Rishonim. Okay, I also pointed out that the Ram and the Ravid have the same Machlokes in Hilchos Tumas Ochud. Okay, Hilchos Tumas Ochud. The Pasuk says in the Chumash, in 14, Parshas Ve'ei, a Perikud Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, and Dvarim. You know, we say Hatomei v'Hator Yachtav Yochlenu. Okay, so Rashi, the Rama says in Hilchos Tumas Ochen, Perek Tes Zayin, Alecha Yud Aleph 15. Rama writes Hatomei v'Hator Yachtav Mipiyah Shmuel Lomdu Shatomei v'Hator Ochen Bekara Achas Avolo Yochal Habal Ishto Bekara Kishetia Nida Lo Yishto Ima Lo Timilo Shakos and so on and so forth. And again, the Rabbi did, but Bekara Achas. The Rabbi says, "Amar Avram, Anu Omrim Afilo Shulchan Echad Umapa Achas Osu." So it's the same machloker. Okay. The middle position, so to speak, okay, is that of the Ravid and the Rashba and the Ram quotes like that also that as follows: the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh Shara Prisha Simon Aleph, okay, he quotes the Gaon first of all, right? That Shiltos that I showed you back in source 9. Okay, the Balei Nefesh writes, this Shara Prisha Simon Aleph. Amir Avosa, Benida Koyme Tumasa Su Mechal Psor de Gabra. Okay, and he writes, Afal Pisha Ein Atam Mefurish Mikan Lesser Osam Al Shulchan, because maybe his love is different and so on and so forth, and not necessarily the same. Nonetheless, he says, and he talks about the Sargrina and so on, and from there to a bed, it was not the same thing. However, he says, towards the end, by Ofen Grina. So he says, here too, Al Shulchan Echad Isur, Asur. So he agrees with those, the rabbi is agreeing with those who say that they should not eat at the same table. But Miu is Chazilan, Shim Hefrisha Mapa Cheres La'atzma, Afal Pi, Shohaisa Chelas Al Shulchan Mutter, Da'ika Hakeril Archokam. So that's the rabbi that says, it applies taka to a table too, but with a table you can have a hecker. The table can have a hecker. It's no worse than a hecker in the bed, right? With a table you can have a hecker. Hachi nog almond nami labosu grina. Just like we say by meat and cheese. That's what we do by meat and cheese. You put something in the middle that'll remind them this is to separate. And that's how the Rashba also writes. By so orch by Zayin Sharbei 17. V'chein asu lechol ima al shulchan v'ein tzarch lomer b'kar achas, certainly on the shulchan. But Omiyo, last line of 17, Bafroshas Mapa, Benaveno Sagi, Bechenogu, Wasser Grina. But the hecker is good. Okay, and the Baisa Kutcher also. Baisan Shar Beis 18, Losochal Imo ala Shulchan, Ella im Osir Hecker Benahem. Don't use it, don't eat the same table without a hecker. The priestess Mapa. And by the way, going back to what I said yesterday, sensitivity and all. You don't have to have a big sign that she's an either. You know what I mean? They know what the hecker is. The two of them will know what the hecker is, right? Doesn't mean they have something that stands out that other people have to be able to see, right? Anyway, so he says, Lo Sochan, Lo Shulchan, also hecker b'nehem, the precious mapu kiyotze b'zeh. Like we said by Boss Agrina. Okay? And the round on the riff, is the last sugyan Shabbos. In the page of the riff, it's Daf Ham and Bey is going over to Vav Mud Aleph. Right, because of his quotes the rabbi, because of Sefer Bali Nefesh, and quotes the rabbi. Okay, so he also agrees to this position. That it's okay to have a hecker. Now, it's interesting because we must understand and remember, and it's a good thing to think about with regards to Pesach also. You know, we talk about Haseba. So we have to remember, and we know this from other Gemaras, the whole style of eating was different in those days. You didn't have like a big, massive dining room table, everybody sat around. Everyone had like kind of these little tables, right? These small tables. Sometimes you go to these, Moroccan, Marrakesh type restaurants. Moroccan, I remember I was once, they sit on the floor with these, couches, and everyone has like a little table. That's different. A haseba, you recline. I mean, right? The Shita of the Rav Yoh is that the Pesach. The Rav Yoh holds the whole mitzvah haseba doesn't apply nowadays. I mean, it's somewhat of I don't know if it's radical. But we don't pass like that. Right? Well, actually, Amos says that's why women don't recline, because women rely, quote unquote, on the Rav Yoh, that the whole mitzvah of Haseba doesn't apply nowadays. Right? And he's right. Why? Because that's not the way people, at one time, wealthy people, comfortable people, that's what they did. You have the picture of this Roman person, Roman emperor lying, reclining on a table and some pretty girls dropping grapes in his mouth. Okay, that's how they used to eat, the wealthy people. Today, if you go to the Queen of England doesn't eat with her saber, or the President of the United States or whatever you want to pick as your example of a royal personage, that's not how people eat today. So, and it's not new. The Rav Yoh and Rishonim, he writes that that's not how it's done today. And therefore, he thinks the whole mitzvah of the saber is not really required anymore today. I always like to tell people, I never liked the mitzvah of the saber until I got married. Well, even after I got married, until I made my own Seder. I always found, it's just impossible. I'm leaning on my brother's leg and my cousin's on my leg. It's very uncomfortable. Until I got a chair with armrests, I put a pillow there, it's actually very comfortable. It makes all the difference. But you have that problem, until you balance the pillow and you kind of move the chair, and this one's a lefty and that one's a righty, and it causes a whole mess. But all right, there's an alumnus, maybe I'll remind me to tell you another time why the Ramor writes that the Ramor says that Isha Chashuva should do Haseba. And the passing about the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramor, who wisely said, all our women today are Isha Chashuvas. I'm sure the Ramor's wife appreciated that. All our women are, yet, he said, we don't recline Taka. The Minigas women don't do Haseba. So the question is, why not? See, that's Samchina and Rav Yoh. It's all strange. What, the women rely on the Rav Yonah, the men don't? I don't know why, because they didn't do the hate. Rav Yonah, the commentator, what was it? I'll tell you now very quickly. So Rav Soloveitchik said, I think I heard the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, because the whole din of women with Afein Hayos, Avos HaNeis, and so on, is when the act is an act which itself demonstrates the Neis, that demonstrates what you're trying to demonstrate. Now, the Hainu, lighting Hanukkah candles, and the Megillah, and the Arba Kosos, it is Cher, by definition, it is Cheres. For us, it's a Zeichel HaNeis, right? We sip Paseba, because they sip Paseba, like the Tziv writes in his Zakam, that I've got it, that we do a lot of things that we try and replicate to the way the Seder was held in the Zman HaMikdash. Okay, so they did a Seder in those days, so we do a Seder. So that's what the men do a Seder. But for women, they're only obligated Afen Hilba Saneis in those type of activities, which themselves inherently demonstrate something. Since, as Rav Yor writes, inherently a Seder doesn't demonstrate anything in the house, they don't have to do it. We'll love this book. Anyway, getting back to this. So with that in mind, the Rosh writes, there in Shabbos, Parak Aleph Siman Lamed Beis, 20. Apparently, the minig in the time of Rosh was they're doing it at the same table, like today. So he says, because right, everyone had their own little table. Yeah, he had this little table, and she would cuddle up next to him. So that's not a derechiba. Okay. It's similar to all those things which indicate some sort of intimacy. I have these little tables. He snuggles up next to him. So that's derechiba. You have a big dining room table, and it just everyone sits in their own place. That's ain't no derechiba. There's no derechiba. That's when you know that's normal, right? So the Rosh just makes the point that our practice we do because we have big tables, a different type of different type of tables. So therefore, there's no indication. Usually, in most homes. The husband has his seat, the wife has her seat, and it's okay, they sit there all the time. So they're not next to each other, they're not snuggling up or cuddling up, it's not the same thing. So that's the Rosh. However, he does say at the end, even though it's not Derech Chiba, and he says, at the end, the Rosh writes, still there are those who are machmen have a heker. Sounds like he doesn't really require it. Sounds like he says the whole din is different today. All right, he mentions it as some of the people do, but it doesn't sound like he's terribly insistent about it. Okay. Now, Lagos Ashri writes there on that the Rosh and Shabbos Parak Aleph Siman Lamed Beis 21. He writes, "V'imhoya rogil lechol ima bekara achas kishi Torah va'achshav alcha bekara levad havishina v'shori." If they normally ate off the same plate, again, it's not how we do things today. But if they normally had one big plate and then the husband and wife ate off the same plate, if that's what they would generally do, they would eat on the same plate. Then when she's in Nida, it's okay to eat off a different plate, even the same table. You know what I'm saying? So that's the Shina, sorry. Okay, then that becomes Mutter. That's the Hagos Ashri. All right. The Meiri also says, in our Masechta, Nida Samach Dadam and Aleph, okay, he writes in 22, Dibra Masel Kfar B'yalam Mishnah Sena, 22, V'chein Hechmiru, Shelo Lechol Ima Al Shulchan Echad, Elim Kein Mafrishin Beneam B'mapa. Okay, unless there's some sort of a hecker, that's the Miri writes. And I told you the Rosh it was not clear because the Rosh, after saying that our tables are different, does say at the end of 20, he says, but the Yesh Osin Hecker Benam. So I'm not sure what the Rosh, did the Rosh mean that that's a good thing or he's just telling other people to do it? But the Meiri is clearer. Okay, the Meiri, Taka says, makes that same chilek that the Rosh does. In the big tables and little tables, okay. But then he says, "Look at the end, the last couple of lines of 22." The Miri writes, "Yerua dafka b'kar achas al shulchan achas shalahen shalahem shalohaya b'makom el echad v'kol shemitzamtsim in both shnayim nimtsim mishtamtsim zebul shalzeh." It's a small table; it's really a table for one, and two people squeeze in. So that's different. Avol b'shalano, he writes at the end. The Miri does vaday mutar below shum heker. So he's clearer. Again, the Rosh, I wasn't convinced how he held, but the Meiri is pretty clear that b'shalano vaday mutar below shum heker. So that's the position of the Meiri. But the more widespread practice is to have some kind of a heker, the Sefer Truma, in his Hilchos Nidah Siman Tzadi, source 23, he says, Again, put something in between some sort of a hecker. Okay, they put that with a bottle of wine or a loaf of bread or something, you know, put in between. That's not normally there. It wouldn't normally stay on the table, like the case of Sar Gvina. Okay, and there's some lumdus also. What if you have two? What if a husband and wife are neither, and he's eating basa, she's eating Gvina? And the lumdus can have the same hecker take care of both problems. One hecker necessary. Okay, that's the post. People talk about it, but that, you know, we don't have to go that now. You have the right. That's a lumdus question. Can the same hecker take care of two problems? All right. Anyway,
look. Rabbi, question.
Yeah.
In the sugya of basar b'chal, didn't we say that there's also a machlokas? Should it be a physical barrier or just a hecker? Like, can you use a key? Or since it's not tall enough, is that expressed here in Nida?
I didn't see it, but it should be the same. It should be the same then. It should be the same question. Okay. Let's take a look now in the Shulchan Aruch here by us. Siman Kuf Tzad Hei Siman Gimel 24. That's we're up to 24. Lo yochal ima. Okay. Now he says, then the Ramo adds, "V'yeshomam the hod the tzichim hefsek ben karashol karashol." Hanadavkech shein ochen bekara achas kishi Torah. That's if they normally don't eat off the same plate. Then sagi imachas bekar of the atzma ve'intzar heker acher v'chein nogin. So I think he says here. I'm not sure now, Philip. I have to think about it. Okay, he seems to say here any type of heker is good. So maybe even something small, because he's saying even if they normally eat off one plate, that and then now they're eating off two, that's enough of a heker. You don't need something else. I'm not sure. Okay, the Taz, all right, points out the idea of lechem o kankan is in Sukkot Nalav 25. Nira dafka kisha ein ochem osa lechem ein shosme osa kankan. That's a dafka of not using that item. The key would be better. If the bread is on the table and the loaf of bread, they're both taking pieces off, or they're both using that bottle pouring a glass of wine, that wouldn't work. Okay, and that is we have in Basim Cholom. There it's, in fact, he referenced it. Dumi Dismin Peches, that's Basim Cholom. Okay, so he said it's got to be, the Taz said it's got to be something which is, you know, it's only a hecker if it's not something being used. Okay. However, as the Taurus HaShomim points out, if you look in the Sugya back there, it's not necessarily that everyone agrees to that. The Taurus HaShomim is here in Sivkot and Gimel 26. Okay, he says it's not so much being used. He quotes the Taz. But then he writes, Abu Be'emes, Shom Mavur, Beis Yosef, and other than the Ramoah, the Gabe Kankan, Afo Pisha Shosin Menu, Im Ein Darko Lios Ala Shulchan Have Hefsik. It's not so much whether you're using it now. Is this something that's ordinarily on a table? If it's not ordinarily on a table, so then it's a Hefsik, it's like it's considered a Hefsik or Hecker, okay? And therefore, any type of Hecker works, okay? Any type of Hecker works, even a ring or something like that. All right, as long as it's something that's not ordinarily a table. Okay, so that's what many say, that whatever works for Basra Chol doesn't work here too, so the rules will be the same. Okay, what else? The Shach in Sukkot 27, the Shach here in Sukkot Dalad. Shach in Sukkot Dalad says, Ein tzarech lomar she'asa lechem b'kar achas b'zecher, ze afil b'shein nogin b'yachad. The Shach adds that they shouldn't eat off the same plate, even one after the other. Okay, even one after the other. And then he says, take a look at Simon Siv Samach and Sukkot. Hey, right, take a look at Simon Pechas Siv Beis. I printed it here, 28. You're there, this is earlier in your day, right? Hilchos Bas V'Cholom, Simon Pechas Siv Beis. Hod Asa also Shulchan, Dafka B'Shnei B'nei Adam Akirin Zezah. We talked about that. Afilo He Makpidim Zezah. Ava Achsenoim She'en Makirin Zezah Mutter. Afilo Makirim also Shum Heker. Kigon Shekol Echad Ocham Apo Shalom. Oh! Now the Ramoah says that's like here, dafka shein ochum in a pas hamunuk b'nei leheker. That's like what the Taz quote over here. Av ochum in a lo avi heker. V'lav hoki a pas hamunuk b'nei munuk hashulchan. Avalim nosnu b'nei kli sheshosin menu. Okay. V'lav hoki, that's the key. Ein darko lios al hashulchan. Then it's a heker. So that's the key to look for. It's got to be something which is not on the table. Now, the poskim then, the Shach and the Taz here, and the next, the Sipkotin, based on a Bach, discuss the following. What if, you know, nowadays people don't eat off the same plate anyway, usually. What about they're both using the same, I guess we call servant plate? It's put down on a little table. You take another piece of meat, you know, you take the serving utensil and you scoop it. So they're both eating, quote unquote, off, not eating directly off that serving plate, but they're both using the same serving plate. So the Bach, here in our Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei, the Bach here believes that eating off the same serving plate would be a problem. Okay, first he quotes, you know, the whole thing. And he quotes from the Marshal, Ra'isi, look at the last couple lines. Old Man talks about God, Marshal, the real tour. Ra'isi, Shemanaskin, Bosla, Chatichas, Tanos, Ochen, Bekar, Achas. Who knows the Chaticha Achas? We know the Chaticha. Right, you slice the meatloaf into different pieces, and he takes a small piece, she takes a small piece, ad gemar achilah. The shibush gadalhu, the pshita, the chash of achilah yachad. That's the Bach. Okay, so the Bach has a problem. If they're taking off the same serving plate, that's the situation, right? So he has a problem with that. The Shach, if you caught in Zion, quotes that, around 30. I skipped over, but the first part of the Bach is talking about if there are other people in the household at the table. You know, our tables, you know, the children are sitting there, or the cousin, or the mother-in-law, or whatever, is sitting there, right? The other people at the table. Okay, so he makes that chiluk. Kosa, let's look in the shot in Tukotan Zion 30. Kosa, Bach, the Aphus, or Zu, Eina Elek, Shagam, B'nei Habayis, Ochlin, Moim, Al Shulchan Echad, B'yachad, Hosam Hu Deshori, Kishi Ochelas Mikar Shalom. And it's just the two of them. Okay, then it's a problem. All right. So first of all, he disagrees with that, the Shach says. He's not so convinced of that. That's the first thing in the Shach. All right. He says, but the other thing, the Taz, the Kotan Bey, deals with the second issue. Okay, Hatika Rishamar Bachosni Zal, that's about. Old Ra'isi Shtus Godol. Etc. All right, and he said that's from the Marshal. Avol mikol mokom mashal from Simon Kara in Chatichos Dolos Kederach from Simon Kederach. Kol echad notes on a Kara Mason in front of Al Klim Yuchad. Velcham Misham Ein Bezeiser. He said no. If you have a big serving, you know, they put the whole piece of meat as it came out of the oven. Right, they put the whole thing in the middle, and then everyone just cuts off their slice and puts on his own plate. They're not eating straight off the serving plate, right? And, you know, you nibble off the serving plate, your wife gives you a dirty look, right? You're not supposed to eat off the, or your mother, whatever, right? You know, eat off the serving plate, right? So this, people don't do that. So he says, in that case, that's not called eating off the same. Ein b'zeh iser. Kevon, the ein achila miyad, b'le kichoso, mikara shalokim. Okay? So, and therefore, it's mishtamash b'kli echad bein time. There is, a kli in the middle. You know, it's like sometimes you have a serving platter, or there's, again, that's the case. Okay, so that's the, they reject that chomer from the, Bach. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, Chelek Aleph, or there Chelek Aleph, from Tzadi Bey, is 22, where it talks about a butter stick. Sometimes you have, they serve on a serving thing, a big wad, or a big brick of butter, and then you take it off and put it on your bread. So that's a little different, because the case in the Taz, if you think about it, was you take it off the serving plate and then you put it on your plate and then you eat it off your plate. But here it's a little one step closer, because you just take the butter, put it right on your bread, right? Or a dip or something like that, right? So that's what the Moshe is talking about. So he writes, Umeila Nira Shabikara Chema Shadar Shakol Echa Noto Bakaf Ubisaki Misham Chema Lamareach Al Chatika Sapasolo. The Moshe is makel even there, okay, where everybody can cut a piece off to put on their bread. There's no problem, okay? And even though the Taz only seems to make it when you put the food on another plate first, okay, that doesn't have to be the case, all right? Because the idea is here, like a serving plate, the way Moshe says it, Moshe writes, it's true that it looks like a, it looks like you're it might be different, but he said, what's the key to the serving plate? Usually, once you put something on your plate, you're not going to put it back on the serving plate, right? And you're not going to put the piece, even if you only ate half the piece of meatloaf, okay? You're not going to put it back on the serving plate, then she's going to take that piece. So that's what Moshe says about the butter. Look at about four lines on the bottom. Abu b'chema shi'ishtara chema ala pas, okay? Okay, although he does conclude, I'm going to call Malcolm also. So at the end, you know, he says Medina, you don't have to worry about it, but he said it's not an unreasonable chumrah in that case as well. All right, if you can, you can mark it here as well. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has another type of hekir, as does the Ben Ish Chai. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Siv Vav. 33. Which what's a shinoi? The high mushia is a dover mafsik bin karashola karashola. Dover shane darkle next one pamacheris. Again, something that's not normally on the table. Oh, shitashana is makomo. Sit in a different seat. Okay, that's okay when, you know, it's a newly married and so on. People, you know, again, it doesn't have to stand out, but that's okay. All right. And the Ben Ishchai also, Shana Shnia Parshas Tzav, Oschof Beis. He also writes, V'yeshma, second line, V'yeshma tirin, V'hecha dehi mishana mekoma, she'eni yoshez mokum shu'il eishu is mantarazo. Okay? And he writes at the end, notice, going back to that shach from before, in the Bach, in 29:30, V'yeshma tirin im yesh od acher mesuban al shulchan. If there are other people there, what's the side of there? Because again, you know, there's less chance than the hergel, you know, when there are other people around. All right? Okay. You also mentioned if you have a single, but also the second line of the next page, still in that same Ben Ish Chai, but also Shadarka Maniach Kol HaBasar B'Kara Gedola, V'Chein Kol HaMorak B'Kara Gedola. That's all. And that usually in homes, I think they don't put the big soup plate, but like in camp, or you know, sometimes in a Shabbaton, you know, or a less fancy hotel, they put the big tureen of soup in the middle, and everyone, you know, scoops out. Right, that's what he's talking about. Bechina orez, rice. Okay, Ben Ish Chai, rice. And yeah, but everyone got their own individual dish. He said that. He says that's also okay. All right. Now, regarding this matter of other people at the table, okay, this matter of other people at the table, we've shown him where to discuss that also, whether that helps or not. The Ritva and the Chidush Ritva there in Shabbos. I'm going to give him Aleph. Says Beferish. Look at the end there, 35. Chol hecha de ika bonav mreves avadai shor. Okay, that's certainly okay because the acherim are the heker, are the reminder, right? That's what the Berak Habayis, in the Berak Habayis, he says that also. He says this is in Bayzayin Shar Beis of Gimel Beis 36, right? Kozav achachem de osu lechlem ashulchan, right? That's fine. Avam hayusham acherim ochlinu mafsikem bnei emuter. Now he says, but someone else, somebody else should be sitting between them. I'm not sure he means that has to be like that. Some homes, people do it differently. Some homes, the husband sits this head of the table, the wife sits the other one. There's people between. Other homes, the wife sits right next to the husband. It's a preference matter. I mean, I grew up, my mother sat right, and my wife also sits next to me, not the other head of the table. That's whatever preference they have it. So if they're serving, so it's easier to get to the kitchen. That's near the kitchen. All right. Anyway, so that's what I don't know what it means. Mafsik and Beinayim. Does it mean Taka? There has to be someone sitting in between them. Okay. And the Mishmaris Habayis. He doesn't. This 1 second. Just a second. Yeah, see, one moment. The Rashba disagrees. Rashba says, really, see, Rashba and Mishmaris Habayis in 37, again in the Bayezan Sharbeis, disagrees that other, it doesn't think other people count, okay, because where's the hecker exactly? Where's the hecker? But he says at the end, he acknowledges that people are makels. At the end of the day, the people are makel. Finally, on this issue, The Pisrei Tshuva. Okay. The Pisrei Tshuva, here in our Sun Sukkot and Hay. Yeah. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva just qualifies. He says, Afilu mechkara achas sori lechol im gam b'nei habayis ulkimon b'kara zu. This idea of eating off a central serving plate, that's certainly okay if the other people eating it off it also, because that's the same thing. On the other hand, people are machmir. So basically, Pesach Tshuva's opinion is that it makes sense to say that if there are others there, they can eat off the same table. And some people are machmir. We're only matir when it comes to Shulchan Echad, okay, if there are others there, but not by Kara Echas. And now we go back to that question, does the central serving plate count as Kara Echas or not? So if there's Shulchan Echad, then other people help, but Kara Echas not. All right, and the Archa Shulchan, he summarized everything in Siftes in source 39. No, I'm not going to read that inside now. Let's move on now to the next point. Okay, the next point, and I'm going through these quickly, but they're simple. I think they're pretty simple. Okay, the next point is the following. Going back to that story with the young lady whose husband died, the Elianovi, and so on. It's all that same dot from Shabbos, the Gimel Beis. Okay. The issue here now is about what about leftovers? So if you remember, the Gemara had in 40, okay, the Gemara had in Yud Gimel Beis, Bimei Libunech Mao Etzlech, Elionovi asked her what was going on in Bimei Libunech, and she wrote, Ochal Imi Vishosa Imi and so on. We ate and they drank together. I had the Rashi again, Libunech and me, the same thing. Okay, so the woman told Elionovi that her husband ate and drank with her when she was in Nida, and he said that's why they got punished. Okay, Hagos Maimonides writes on the Rambam, that Rambam, Paragud Aleph, in Hilchos Yisur B'Al, Hilchos Ches, Oz Lamed, he quotes in the Sefer Truma, in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Smag, Kosov She'osor Lechol Imal Shulchan Echad, Elim Ken Yeshinu Lechem Okankan Ben Akharis, which we discussed already, all right? And he points out that even drinking, okay, because notice that the issue is not just eating, this was drinking also. We haven't talked about drinking, I'm trying to point out, okay? So we'll get to leftovers in a second, but the issue is also drinking. Like Rosh Maner says, but they ate and they drank together, and apparently were drinking together from the same cup or whatever. So, and as the Hagos Maner stresses, while cold vera, Elianovi's response was about everything she said. So again, look at it back in 40. The Gemara says, "Achal imi v'shosa imi." So just reminding us that the drinking is also a problem. Drinking is also a problem. But the Orchas Chaim, in his Hilchos Nida in Os Yud Aleph 43, he says, "V'lishtos shneim b'kos echad kasa rizal be'ein k'peda acha shem shosim ze acha ze." Okay, you can. It's possible to eat off the same plate at the same time. It's not possible to drink out of a straw. They weren't talking about straws. It's not possible to drink out of the same cup at the same time. Right, two people can eat off the same plate. Metzias wise, I'm talking about practically two people eat off the same plate. The two people can't drink out of the same cup at the same time. Okay, so by definition, says huh?
But that's good. Shia in the Gemara be wine, not orange juice.
Again, you mentioned that the other day that was the normal thing. So now we have the separate problem is Igas Hakos. That's what you're asking. That's what you're asking, right? With drink, you have the separate problem, Zigas HaKos.
No, but Zigas HaKos is pouring it.
Yeah.
Shtia is drinking it.
Yeah, so therefore, what if it's wine?
So drinking wine together, the main dust is what Elio was yelling at her about, but they could drink other things together. They could drink chocolate milk.
Okay, but okay. I don't know. It doesn't say that it was wine, so we have to assume that it was whatever. It wasn't always wine.
Stam was wine.
In those days, that's what they drank. It could be ale also, some of the temed. There are other things they drank besides wine. Again, water, like, not. Ale, but other things. So I'm not
water,
sure.
I don't know.
How water wasn't necessarily so good, but the they had ale, temed, they had other beverages. Okay. No, so I'm saying, so therefore, we don't know what Elinor was referring to. It may be referring to whatever the beverage was. So therefore, what the Argos Manas is saying is that the Orchas Chaim in 43 says, Lishto Shnam because Echad, because of the Ein Kpeda, because by definition it's Zech or Zeh. That's what he's trying to point out. As opposed to eating off the same plate, which is by definition they're eating together, right off the same plate, because you can do that with a plate of food. You can't do that with a cup. Again, leaving out straws, which they weren't talking about. Okay? You can't do it. So therefore, he says, Ein kpeda achashem shosim zachar zeh. All right? That's the point. All right? So that's one thing that he said. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, they can drink drink one after the other, because that's by definition. Okay, by definition, it's zachar zeh. All right? So that's different. I guess Manos said based on the Gemara, and maybe you're right, maybe that's how he learns the Gemara. And now that I think about it, because what about the fact that Hagos Manos is right? I mean, the story in the Gemara was, look back at 40, Achal imi v'shasa imi. Right? And another yelled at her. So you could argue, he was yelling at her about the eating, not about the drinking. But the Pashas, like the Hagos Manos says, he was yelling about everything. He was rebuking her about everything, including the drinking, which is why the Hagos Manos says drinking is also a problem. So how would the Archas Chaim get out of that thinking? Maybe because of wine. It could be that's a svara.
I thought everybody was trying to say that they could, they can't, that even two separate cups, they can't, you know, sit down and drink together.
I don't think so. I think the concern was the same cup. Okay. Uh-huh. That's what I think.
That eating is limited to Kara Achas. Why should Kos be limited to Kara?
Right. But certainly that's what the Ochas Chaim is going to say. Listo snam because echad. That's what he's talking about. He's certainly talking about. But the second thing the Ochas Chaim says about this, I'm just pointing out there's a difference in eating and drinking. Eating Metzias wise, you can do off the same plate. Drink Metzias wise, you can't do out of the same cup at the same time. Right? Okay. So they have to answer that. Therefore, and he writes, that's his svar. I mean, we'll see. Okay. But he says, Ein kpeda achar shem shosim zachar zeh. But then he also writes, he also mentions the difference. We have these bigger tables and so on. And he says, look at the third line towards the end. The lechol zeh masha hosir zeh mutter. Leftovers. If after he's finished, she wants to finish on his plate, or more like the other way, after she's finished, the husband wants to finish on her plate, so says the Archas Chaim, that's mutter. Okay, that's mutter. They can eat each other's leftovers, okay, because that's not called eating together, even though it was the same plate, but that's not called eating together. So here in Sif Gimel, let's look at 44, the Ramor writes, Yesh Omrim, she'osu lo lechol mishur machol shalo, okay, kemo she'osu lishtos mishur kol shalo, Ukmoshi's boy. The Ramah doesn't accept that kula. Okay, the Ramah says that those who say the husband cannot eat his wife's leftovers and he can't drink out of the same cup, including, not Mizachar Zeh, but even Mizachar Zeh against that Orchis Chaim. Okay, so that's the Ramah doesn't seem to accept that, doesn't seem to accept either of those kulas. The Taz, they've caught in Dalad here, 45. Like we'll get to in a second. Again, there's some sort of a hecker. So the Taz says that if someone would eat off, meaning, what do you mean, hifsik achar? Someone else ate off the plate. One of the kids finished and then didn't finish everything. Then now it's mutter for the husband or the wife, whatever. Let's say the wife had leftover, meat on a plate. So one of the kids that ate some of it, now it's okay for the husband. There's a hifsik in between. Okay, so in between, that would work. That's what the Taz is saying there. It's called Dalit. The Shach, though, in Sukkot and Ches, says that there's no difference in eating and drinking. And the drink will be in the next Siv, which we'll see in a moment. But he says, we'll see in the Siv Dalad, the Lo Yishtem Mishur Kosher Shosha Shamucha, the head of the Kosher came, the Lo Yocha Mishur Machal Shalom. Adrab, Shatia Nilam Yachila. Adrab, we learn drinking, so just like you're not allowed to drink, you're also not allowed to eat. So again, he's explaining why the Ramo is Machar about this. And the Bir HaGroah points out that this is the Mokar, like the Hagos Manus said. The Bir HaGroah, here in Sivkot Yud, 47, writes, the source is, B'masher Kosev, Achal Imi V'shasa Imi. Okay? And below his Kibra Gemara, Shalot Tzarek. The Gemara would not have mentioned that. It wasn't necessary to teach something. And Elad Al-Kulon, Amar Eliyahu, Zal Baruch, HaMokar, and so on and so forth. That's Hagos Manus. Okay? Ushtia Hainu Sheshosa Acharel. Right? And shtia means obviously he drank after because it wasn't at the same time like we explained before, and it's still so he says it's still a problem. Let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan 48. Some quotes out here. It's a good base. Aruch HaShulchan says what I said before. Okay, Yesh Omrim. Let's read it slowly. She Osel Olecha Mishur Michael Shalom. Kamo She Osel Listos Mishur Koshalom. That was a shah. Aval, Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, the Sifra, the Masal Kosa Mefurish, the Shiurei Michael Mutter. But others say, no, food leftovers are mutter, even if there wasn't somebody who ate off the plate in between. Right? Why? The bishlam of ishtia she'i efshu lishtos v'yachad mikos echad shaper havidarechiba, if you do it. Right? You kind of, you know, arrange a way to do it, so it's obviously derechiba, that's going to be very close contact. Okay? Abachiyu ze'a atzmo she'in ochad v'yachad havihekar. That gufa is the hekar. And he said, v'od, yodua discovers v'nog olam ishtia so lo v'achilas. That's a different point. Eventually, you're talking about wine, by yayin esamach levav enosh. You know, wine is more, you know, more associated with intimacy. But the bottom line is, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, the difference in eating and drinking. It's not possible to drink both in the same cup at the same time. So if they drink one right after the other, they get really close, you know, and the, right, so that's derechiba, right? That's more derechiba. But two people can eat up the same plate, and that will be enough as long as they don't eat at the same time, and he just eats the leftovers. So that's, again, a bit of a machlokas, what he can have the leftovers. In terms of shtia now, per se, I mean, again, it's really the next sif. Okay, it's the next sif.
That would be only if, you know, only if she's mamish done, right?
Yeah. But let's look now at sif dalet. So in the Sefer Yerayim, the Sefer Mitzvahs, right? This is in Sif Chafav. We've had this before. And it's... So if your reim is in Sun Chafav, the old print Kuf Tzadi Beis, he says drinking from the same cup is a problem, okay? But he makes an interesting chiluk. Look what he writes. He says, "Vanida yad shirigil in Bible and so on so the should who adin shelo yishta in the second line." But, and he quotes the story from the Gemara, all right? But look what he says three lines on the bottom. "Bim habal shoset tchila and muteres ishto lishtos achro." See that? Okay, because at the end of the day, we only talked in the Mishnah about lo sochal, right? But it didn't say lo tishte. Where was that? That was the original Mishnah back in source one. Shabbos, lo yochal hazov and zov, never mentions lo yishte. So the Mireya makes the following point. He says, drinking from the same cup is a problem, but it's only usher for him to drink after her. Why? Because the husband is a great Yetzihara. Okay? And the Mordechai, by the way, quotes the same thing. Mordechai and Shabbos, remember, Reish Lam and Zion, the first paragraph of Shabbos, 50, quotes the same thing from the Maram Gutenberg, because the Yitzur Shel Ish Gadol, Mahar Achash Diyasa, right? She drank something, so he wants now to have a sip that's arousing for him, and it doesn't work in the reverse. It doesn't work in the reverse. Same thing Yerem said, at the time of Yitzur Shel Ish Gadol Yoser, Mahar Achash Diyasa. Okay, so that's an interesting type of chiluk. All right, but other Rishonim don't make that chiluk. The Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted in the Shittim Gebetzes, and we saw that before. We saw part of it before, 51. Because of Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, the Dafka Mezikas Echad Pano Asa of Alishtos Ima Bekos Echad Olecho Ima Al Shulchan Echad Lo Motzino Issa Meforsh B'Talmud Shalom Motzino Issa El Bachila B'Kar Achas. Remember, never said about drinking. But, despite the fact I never said it, when we call Mokom Roy Lahachmer V'Dover V'Shalo Yishtu Bekos Elen Ken Yadich Lozo Yasubo Shom Shinoi. Again, with the Shina, it would work. But again, we're assuming now the drinking is also not allowed. And the Hagos Maimonides, again, it's still in that Rambam, Perikid Aleph, Halachah Ches, and Oz Lamed, all right, also says that if the you know, if you had it left over in the cup and you poured that out and refilled the cup, and it happens to be the same cup, but it's not the same food anymore in the cup, right? The same drink, rather, anymore in the cup, then it's also okay. Okay. First of all, he mentions that chiluk v'chein im shasa. Well, let's look at the beginning. Avalim hurak hamashkel mikliel kli acher. If whatever drink was poured out of that kli, afilim huchzal kli arishon mutalishta, then it was put back. Then he can drink it because the shenishtana by rakum kliel kli. It's a new like when you want to pour wine. And then someone drank from it. You want to use that wine for kiddush again, so you pour more wine in and so on. So that works, to make sure it's not a close pogrom. You know what I'm talking about, right? Right. So anyway, that's okay, even if it happens to be technically the same cup. That's the kiddush you mentioned. Then he also writes for Cain, im shasa hu tchila, if he drank first, she's to drink afterwards, because it only says lo yochal. And but the as far as the Gemara is concerned, so the, with a woman, it's more of a derech chiba, a lesser derech chiba than if it's a man. Okay? Yeah. By the way, the proof that the Hagos Manus brings in is a proof from the statement in the Gemara with Eliyahu Hanavi and the lady. He points out she didn't. They didn't. When he asked her, he didn't say. She never said. Where's the Gemara again? She wrote Achal Imi V'Shasa Imi. Okay, but she didn't say that I ate and drank with him. Right, he ate and drank with me. The verb is on him. Okay, and she didn't say Achalim Shesinu Yachad. So that's perhaps a stickle a mucker for the fact that she can drink after him. That wasn't a problem. Just the other way around. Okay. Just to wrap up, we'll come to the last few points. I guess the Shulchan Aruch. The smock, Sefer Mitzvah's cotton, Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Gimel. Okay. Also, as Mekel, they can drink from the same cup. Right? He says, even though the minig is to have someone else drink in the middle. All right, which we you know, but it's okay technically. The Rav Yoh, 54, the Rav Yoh, and again, it's in his Masechet Nida, Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel. Certainly, Imiyo Im Shasta Bekos Nishabo Ktsas Hochala. She left the table already, right? She drank in the cup and then left. He can drink from it also, all right? And that's also it's in the Mordechai like that. And Hilchos Nida, remember Tavshin Mem Gimel. He quotes the Rav Yoh, all right? As an interesting side point, okay, take a look at the Or Zeruah. Let's skip the move to 56. The Or Zeruah is in Chelek Aleph Hilchos Nida Simen Shin Samach. Okay, one thing he mentions, he says, Kosav Mori Aviha Ezri, okay, my teacher, the Rav Yoh, okay, the Or Zeruah quotes in his Rebbe, the Rav Yoh, Sha'osim Lenida Lechol Al Shulchan Shul Baila, V'zechol Dover Eshtichal Kef Merib Yar Kesev Esechon Aside, we mentioned that, so he says, I don't know what that means exactly, but the Or Zeruah says, you don't eat off the plate of a nida because it's some sort of a sakana. Okay, that's what he says. You don't eat off the plate of a nida, it's some sort of a sakana. But notice what he says at the end. My Rebbe, the Rabbi, told me that he saw the Arayim. Rabbi Elazar Mitz is the Rei Yireim. He saw him, so he shows him, he calls him, he shows him, Ishtanida. Okay? He would drink from the same cup, he just wouldn't take the cup from her hand. Okay? Which is not the way the Yireim said back in Source 49. Okay? Back in the Source 49, the Yireim, you know, he said that drinking from the same cup was a problem. So now we have a Maisa Rav.
Wouldn't he take the cup in his hand?
He wouldn't take it directly from her. You know, that's passing. We talked about yesterday.
Right.
Yes, but
I was saying that he would like leave it on the table and drink from it.
No. He wouldn't take it in his hand directly from her hand.
All
right. We spoke about yesterday.
Yeah.
But I'm just pointing out that the testimony that the Or Zeruah, who is presumably a reliable aid, quoting from the Rav Yoh, also reliable, saying in the name of the Arayim that he would drink from the same cup. And then we look back in 49, it's not exactly what we have it in the Sefer Arayim. Okay. Unless it was only those circumstances, that direction that she ate, she drank after he did, but that's not what it says here. So that's talking a little bit what that means. I also printed this interesting thing. Maybe this is what the Or Zeruah is referring to when he talks about some kind of a sakana to eat off the plate of anida. There is a Ramban in Chumash, because Ramban is in Parshas Vayetze, Bereishis Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Lamed Hey. This was when, I printed a passage 57, right? This is when Lavan chased after Yaakov fled with his family. So Rachel swiped his trophim, his idols, and she put them in the, you know, the camel bags or whatever it is. And then she sat on the camel bag, and she when he came to look, you know, he looked all tense, and finally, and she said to him, remember here, Pasuk Lamed Hei, 57, remember that? And like, I'm sorry, I can't get off my camel and stand in your presence because I'm having my period. Okay? And by Chapei Solomot says a trophim. He certainly never found it. And then Yaakov let him have it. Okay. But anyway, Ramban on that pasuk, there in Parshas Vayetze, Bereishis Lamed Aleph, Lamed Hei 58, it's a little strange. You know, what? A woman has a period, can't get up? They don't stand up and sit down? What do you mean I can't get off because I'm having my period? Okay, so it could be that maybe that you know she was particularly pained, or stomach cramps, or whatever. That could be. But then he said, look in the second paragraph, 58. About nachon be'enak yon nidos me'akamoni meruchakos ma'od. Okay, that's what the word nida means, right? Pushed away. And he says, whatever this means, kiyado hakadmona bechachmosim shehavlan mazik. There's something about, you know, when a woman's in need, I don't like to publicize this Rambam too much, but, you know, that can cause damage. Gami betim ol gnai ba'osa roshim ra kasher bura ha-philosophim, the doctors. Okay. Anyway, that's why they'll be separate and so on and so forth. So I don't know. You can read through that Rambam. I don't want to, you know, I don't know if there's any medical, whatever, but that may be what the Rambam is referring to. That's the same thing Rambam there is talking about, possibly. All right. Based on this, there are more rights in the Dark Moshe, and we'll finally get to see if Dalad and finish up. Okay, there are more rights in the Dark Moshe in Oz Dalad. Minagenu kedah sefer mitzvah hafsik adam acher b'neim v'lo matzil lekos hadocha v'afilu leka adam acher shehafsik hamochem yorok akos lekli acher. Like we said before, you can pour it back and then refill the cup. That's also okay. All right. And he says v'hu adin v'achila din anami hafi. Because of Shom Din Hocha Isha, she left. Okay, Ocha Mutar Haba Lecha, that you can finish up. Ain Kan Chibur. All right, that's a question where that trick leaving works only by food. The Beis Yosef is more makel. Okay, in the name of that Orchis Chaim above, and people are not makel by Shtir. I'm sorry, I'm more makel by Achila than by Shtir than by Achila. That's a question. By the way, just as a side point, you know that that's one of the reasons why by Sheva Brachas. You know, after Shabbat Brachos, I was busy, I was pouring wine. I mean, sometimes it's comical because people don't know what they're doing. They just take the cups, pouring this one to that one, right? But they give the Chosan Kala separate cups. This is why. Okay, you've never wondered about it. This is why. Okay, because she's, generally speaking, I mean, in most of the cases, after the first, you know, certainly after the first night, she's a Nida, right? So therefore, the whole week of Shabbat Brachos, when they bench, they give each a separate cup. Okay. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says it's Yivdalad 60. Lo yishta mishira kosher shoslahi. Don't drink any leftovers from her cup. The Rambam says imol shemafsik adam acher b'neim, unless someone else drank in between. Oh, shahurak because there el kos acher. Even if the cup was put back, it's okay. Right. I feel huchzel el kos rishon. V'im shoslah who ain't yodeh v'rotz alishtos mikosher and a tzricha lahagid lo shlo yishta. Something interesting. What if, you know, he just takes that cup. He didn't realize he drank it. She doesn't say, oh, no, don't use that one. Because, again, the whole concern is chiba, which doesn't exist there. V'hi mutaris lishtos mikosher shosahu. Okay. V'im shosta mikos hochala yeshom shemutar lishtosamutar. Amosar. V'achar shekwar hocha ein kan chiba. So that's, again, everything we saw before. Now, it fits into that Ramah. Just a few other tidbits. Okay. The Pesach Tshuva says in Sivkot and Zion, if she left, it's mutter, even if she came back. Okay, if she came back, he doesn't suddenly have to now put that cup down. She left the table and she decided to come back, right? That's or same thing, she became a nida in the middle of the meal. Also, you don't have to, you know, you can just continue to use that cup. That's what the Pesach Tshuva notes. The Shach in Sivkot and Tess. If she drank everything and then she filled it up but didn't drink again, that's also one thing. I have different coolers here. Rosh Hashanah explains not their chiba. So I just want to end off. Okay, just end off with Rosh Hashanah and take a look and see if you'd olive, where he summarizes. But to take a look now, the two tshuvas that I want to point out from Rav Moshe Feinstein on this. Okay, one, and we'll finish with this. 64. Yordea chelek olive simen tzadi olive. The tshuva is Igros Moshe. Okay, and the other tshuva is chelek yordea chelek gimel simen yud. Okay, so talking about leftovers. In next of kol mashav kar shachla ish don't need a shiur and machlo shalom. Okay, so what if you have with var kara sheish bo gimel minay machlo? You have a plate, a serving plate that has different types of food. It's got some meat, it's got some rice, it's got some string beans, or whatever. All right, something like that. But achlo ish don't need echad minayu below noga b'achirim. Is that called shiur and machlo to answer to the husband? Okay, so he said in mitzad shiur and machlo. Shalom leka iser apenogaba deim lo ochamem then agia ain't no seris al achila avol yesh lecho lesser mitzara iser lecho bekara achas you still because that if you're eating off of that plate not a serving plate you know what, this would come up because when they eat, there's like a bowl of popcorn, a big bowl of popcorn. That's eat off the serving plate, right? You don't put the popcorn on your plate, right? That one digs in. So that would be an example of that. So Moshe says, you know, that's considered eating off the same plate. Okay. And finally, the last one, Yardei Chel Gimel Sin Yud Oz Gimel. And you can read through this. It's not complicated. Vinei Shur Machal Shekosavti. That's the We don't usually eat the piece of meat that someone ate from. Okay. You know, I mean, husband and wife, not makpid. Well, not worried about germ. I don't know, not everybody. But so many husbands and wives, and not worried about germ in the same way. Therefore, that's what he's distinguishing with achila. He says achila, you know, when you're eating off the same thing, so people don't generally do that, except for husband and wife. In other words, you know what he's saying? Everything which is done, husband and wife, they're the only ones that do it. You wouldn't eat anyone's leftovers. Now, I'm not sure about the drinking. I'm not sure I understand why, you know, why the drinking, okay? Why drinking is different, you know, unless it's, you know, you're refilling the cup, but that we said was okay. So I'm not sure. In other words, I understand what he's saying about eating, because eating, you know, the wife doesn't finish her steak. Hey, you want the rest of the steak? Yes. Okay, so that you know, but it's the same thing with drinking. I think people, he says, Robin Shusheno Makwid Gam Listos Imacherim. I'm not sure what he means by that. Is that true? Well, why is that not Chiba? So we'll have to think about that further. Okay. Anyway, that's about Achil and Stia. The next is our Hokus. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.
Thank you, Eddie.